The Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles in a bizarre game that had a lot of different storylines, none being that Tony Romo is out, going to be out for a while. This Cowboy team, I don't know how fans put up with the hard luckness of what's going on here. A Super Bowl team that comes into this season, and now Dez Bryant's gone, and now Tony Romo's gone. I don't know what you make of the Cowboys now. Where do they go from here?
Well, here's what I got to throw out there. Okay, we all think Cowboys are in trouble, right?
Right, I do.
Who's going to beat them for the NFC?
That's true, because the Eagles don't look like they can do anything.
The Eagles would be the obvious answer, but they look like a hot mess right now. I don't know who the Eagles can beat right now. Like, they look really bad. They look, the pieces don't fit, that they just look lost. They looked lost in the first half against Atlanta. They got it going a little bit against Atlanta. I thought that they were going to carry that over, and they looked terrible. I mean, terrible. That was a horrible performance by the Eagles. There's no way to soft shoe that. They look like a bad team. We all know the Giants aren't any good, and I don't think Washington's any good. So I think it reminds me so much of 2013 and the Packers, where Aaron Rodgers went out, and everybody thought the Packers were dead, and they just survived because the rest of the division was so bad until Rodgers got back. I kind of think that's the same thing that's going to happen, and we're going to look up. And Tony Romo's going to come back, and at worst, they're going to be maybe a game behind, and they can make that up. I actually don't think the Cowboys are in that bad of shape, as crazy as that sounds.
You're starting to convince me now, because you're right. I remember that year with the Packers, and you're right. Just hang on. If you can just hang on, the division sort of lends itself to you.
Steal one. Yeah, steal one against, you know, the Redskins at home and the Giants. And, well, I guess they play the Giants at home. But, you know, those kind of games. Steal those games. Yeah, you're above. You know, you're already two games up on Philly with a tiebreaker, so it's not that bad of a situation for them.
I don't know what the Eagles are doing here, because it's one thing when you know you have everything right and you have a bad game. This doesn't look like it's right at all. It needs to start all over again.
That's a great way of putting it. And I mean, you know, Chip put a lot of his eggs in Sam Bradford's basket, didn't he? I mean,
yeah, he did.
Not only did they give up Foles, you gave up a second round pick, you paid him a ton of money. He comes in and he just looks like the same guy he looked like with the Rams. I don't know why anybody expected that Chip was going to pour some magic dust on Sam Bradford and he's going to become a different player. I mean, he's the same guy we've seen for the first 1,760 throws of his career. He had the same rating as Jake Locker. He's just a guy. And yeah, the system helps, but the system would have helped a lot of guys. It would have helped Nick Foles. He wouldn't have had to give up a second round pick and $12 million or $14 million or whatever Bradford's making this year. A lot of these moves didn't work out. Byron Maxwell looks really lost in a new defense. I mean, he doesn't have Earl Thomas playing behind him anymore, and Cam Chancellor playing in front of him. He's on an island. He doesn't look very good. DeMarco just struggling. He's kind of becoming this, you know, he's not hitting the holes with any authority. It's hard to say that all of the touches last year play a part in that, but he doesn't look right. I just don't know. Yeah, you're right. They have to really find some answers in a hurry, because they're a long way away right now.
And then also you get the fear, you can have the fear of pressing, because everything is on Chip Kelly's shoulders. There's no one he can blame for this. This is all on him.
All on him. And that's, you know, I guess I get it. I guess I get why he got personnel control, but that's a slippery slope to go down. I mean, not many coaches are able to pull that off. It's almost like that good cop, bad cop routine, you know, where I get it, the whole Parcells, if you want me to cook the dinner, I need to buy the groceries. But at the same time, you know, now all of a sudden you got to keep the locker room together, but yet you're the guy who cut Evan Mathis. You're the guy who traded LeSean McCoy. You're the guy who made all these controversial decisions. And guys in the locker room are looking at you not just as a coach, but also the Turk a little bit. And that's a very, very hard balance. And I don't look like Chip Kelly's pulling it off yet. Although I will say, I'm a big fan of Chip Kelly. He'll figure it out. He didn't become dumb overnight. He won 20 games his first 2 years. He'll figure it out. But right now, they're just a long way away from being a good football team.